Wonderland.
It's the middle of school vacation week, but these Dartmouth High kids are hard at work in a classroom at the near-empty school. They're putting the final touches on the play they've been rehearsing since last September.
The crowd gasps.
I'm afraid the match goes to Alice.
This was the group's first time competing at the National Performing Arts Festival at Disney World.
Through a world of heroes.
They weren't required to perform a Disney work, but these kids chose Alice in Wonderland. They've prepared a 20-minute version of the classic play.
He's got to go.
I think my watch is slow. I wound it up and now it's round. It makes a funny ticking sound.
Shirley Guerrero is co-director of the Dartmouth High School Theater Company. She attended the festival last year as a teacher observer. When she got home, she talked up the idea of Dartmouth High competing and had no trouble finding interested students. Then came the task of raising money for the Florida trip this year.
We did some car washes, we did some chocolate sales, Yankee Candle fundraisers, we did a trip to Foxwoods, we did a trip to New York City around Christmas time, so we've been fundraising a little bit every month since last year.
When first you meet a gentleman of caliber and class, you don't just meet and run.
8 high school groups from around the country competed this year. Each had their work critiqued by the judges, many of whom are working industry pros.
Oh, dear! How cool is that? I wonder what's the right thing to say to a talking rabbit.
Oh, dear.
Sophomore Raquel Ferrero plays the title role of Alice.
Shirley's done an amazing job with the cast and getting everything together, so... And Julie, the choreographer, great dance moves. We are going to rock it in Disney.
Julie Regan choreographed the production. She usually works with much younger children. This was her first time choreographing for a high school group.
It took a long time for me to like get my head around what I was going to do with them, but I really like the way it's turned out. I was nervous coming into this, working with high school kids that aren't that much younger than me.
The time is really flying by. We must be having fun.
Shirley Guerrero says the combination of dancing, singing, and acting has helped many of these kids get over their shyness.
Because sometimes kids are afraid to be who they are, but when you get to pretend to be someone else, it helps you to just express yourself and brings you out of your shell.
Sophomore Megan Tansey plays the King of Hearts. On this day, with just a few run-throughs left, she says the cast is tying up loose ends to make the production as tight as possible.
Pretty intense. I mean, at first we were having fun. Now we're trying to get more, like, down to the point. We're getting even more serious.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello.
Choreographer Julie Regan and director Shirley Guerrero are upbeat, even as they both fight off last-minute jitters.
I think we're more nervous than they are.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, because we've seen how it's evolved since September, and now this is the last stage of it, and we're getting ready to leave in a couple of days, so it's anxious, you know, starting to lose a couple of hours of sleep every night. But that's just normal, because you're excited. It's just those butterflies that you normally get as a performer.
Yeah, I think we're going to kill it on that stage.
We're feeling good.
I think we'll show them what we're made of.
Off with it.
We'll do fine.
We're going for the gold.
Good, we're feeling good. It's going to be good.
A few days after this rehearsal, the group headed to Orlando for the National Performing Arts Festival competition. Though they didn't win either of the top awards, 2 of the students did receive outstanding performance trophies. If you'd like to see the production these kids took to Disney World, the group will perform Alice in Wonderland at Dartmouth High School on Sunday, March 23rd. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Brian Morris in Dartmouth.